Hey everybody, hey to nobody. It is February the 1st, 2024. That's 212024. When you add that up, you get the number 11. So today, for the month, it is a Jack of Spades. And the day is a Jack of Spades. So it all lines up with 111. Well, 11, 11, 11. So when I see 11, 11, I know that is my language times two. That's how the universe speaks to me. And I don't know if this is loud, but I was led by spirit to put it on volume 11. We're honoring the number 11 today, okay? So I'm going to give you what I get. So being a Jack of Spades is about wisdom. But it's about labor, as far as the spades go. The 11 is revelation of wisdom. Is how you get it. You get it. And the Jack of Spades is a fixed energy, so it doesn't move. And it sits right next to another card that doesn't move. The Eight of Clubs. So when I look at the Jack of Spades, the first thing that I see is the Two of Diamonds. So we got the Two of Diamonds, and we got the Jack of Spades, which equals 11. And when I see that, I see me. I just see me on a more elevated level. So when I say it sits in the Mars row, the Mars row is about, I'm just giving you what I wrote down. The Mars row is about outside desires, wants, and aspirations. And then it lines up with Uranus. And when I came up with Uranus, it's about discovery, advancements, stepping in the right direction. It's a leap. So in tarot, the Fool card is the Uranus card. So you take that leap. You're on a journey to discover things. It's about advancement, because after you leave the Fool card, you become the Magician. So it's about discovery. And as I go on this journey, I'm discovering me. So let me write down some of the things that let me read to you some of the things I wrote down as I discovered today's energy. And told me, turn this down. Okay. So I had a nobody come to me first of all, but I'm going to get more into him later on, because he is significant to this day for me. So I wrote down the energy and I came up with 8. Well, I came up with 11 because the day in the month equals 3, and it's an 8 of hearts year. So the 8 is the 8. So that's Saturn energy. So this is about boundaries and restrictions. But I also feel like it's about responsibilities. I have a responsibility, and one of my responsibilities is to sit with the nobodies, but it is to learn. It's about wisdom. And the only way that I know the wisdom that I have is that I sit with the wise ones. So I'm sitting with the wise ones this morning, and they are showing me number 11, because I hold the energy of 11 as being a Jack of Clubs. So then I looked at where the placement is. The Jack of Spades has the Two of Diamonds as its moon card, but it also has the Ace of Hearts as its Neptune card. But when I look at the Uranus cards, it's an Eight of Spades. So I know all these things are very important. So then I wrote happy birthday to my uncle. He was a twin. So when I seen the Two of Diamonds again, I'm looking at the twins. And one of the twins was a stillborn. So, and one of the twins' name is a Ten of Clubs. So I know that that energy is like Pluto energy. So Pluto energy is like a transformation. And he was stillborn. So where does the soul go? Where does the soul go when a baby, it goes back to source, or it go to me, this is how I see it, or it has a host. I say if it go back to source, it goes back to the mother. But being that they were twins, I feel like it went right to the other. So then I also was reminded on this day in 2019, I was in New Orleans. Here where I live, it was a polar vortex here. Not knowing that magic was happening, they sent me away to let the magic happen. I was gone for 4 days, maybe 5 days. But coming up to there, I had did a, like on the 25th, that was a Saturday. I had did this event and I was selling popcorn and doing readings, and it was a snowstorm. But I'm still knowing that I'm going on this trip. I think I left Michigan on the 29th, something like that. But it was so cold. So when I looked at 2019, it adds up to 12. And then I reduced it to 3. So it could be a 3 of hearts, but it also can be a queen of hearts. If you just look at the 12, it's a queen of hearts. So that made me understand the reason why I was transforming and didn't really know it. I knew I was on a journey. I knew I was awakening. I knew the year before in 2018, I wanted to go to New Orleans. I said, we're going to New Orleans. And I had met another person and we went to New Orleans the next year. So this was a manifestation of the things that I had faith in. And then, in 2022, around this time, which equals a 6 of heart, I was in Hemet, California. So looking at all these cards and numbers and looking at my uncles, because even though one of the twins didn't manifest forward, my family never forgot about them. My grandmother always talked about the babies. I even know the story of how she believed what happened to the baby and made it be a stillborn. So I looked at the Jack of Spades and I looked at the 7 of Hearts. That's one of the twins' name. It came up with the 5 of Hearts. Well, when I looked at the 5 of Hearts, I know that's the card that crowns me. Then I looked at the Jack of Spades and I looked at the 10 of Clubs. And it equals the 8 of clubs. That's fixed energy. But when you look at the Jack of Clubs, the Jack of Spades, that is its Mercury card. So I know those cards don't move. They're fixed energy. They just sit there together. So if you come across them, they're just, hey, you came to me. I didn't come to you. You moving around, I'm being still. So then, the other twin, that didn't manifest, but remember, energy never dies, is an Ace of Hearts. The name, I'm looking at the name. Because remember, I told you their birthday was February the 1st. So they're Jack of Spades. But the names, I broke down the names. And it was an Ace of Hearts. So I took the Ace of Hearts with the Jack of Spades and I came up with the Queen of Spades. Well, that is my moon card for life. So I knew that the moon was teaching me and telling me. So then I took the 5 of Hearts and the Queen of Spades, my moon card, and it led me to the 4 of Hearts, which is my Uranus card. So again, I tell you, Uranus is about discovery, advancement, a step in the right direction, taking the leap, being the fool. I'm fool enough to take the leap because I know the universe got me. I know this. And the 4 hearts sits in Neptune. It's the Mercury card in the Neptune row. So I know this is about communication, but it's about inspiration. The way I inspire, the way that my thoughts are inspired. And also, I looked at something else for Neptune. I know it governs over Pisces, but I looked at, they're trying to trick me, y'all. So I looked at idealism, and I looked at illusion, and I looked at spiritual. And when I say that I'm spiritual, that means spirit given. Spirit gave me this wisdom. So I'm honoring that. It's about confusion also, because when you start to wake up to these things and you start to gain wisdom, it can be very confusing unless you're nurtured in it from birth. It can be very confusing as an adult, and then they're turning your whole world upside down. So when you look at Neptune card in the tarot, it's the Hangman. So it's like you're hanging around upside down. So bringing all this stuff together, it gains me understanding. So then, it told me the Jack of Spades has the Eight of Spades as its personality card. The personality card depends on, anyway, it's his personality card, because the Jack of Spades is an Aquarius right now. And it has the Eight of Spades as his personality card. Excuse me. Okay. So, today's nobody. I want to shine light on a nobody that came to me. And I couldn't understand why this nobody kept coming to me, because I don't know this nobody. But I'm going to read you about this nobody, because I'm being a Jack today. Spirits wanted me to talk about this, this Two of Diamonds. Now remember, the Jack of Spades has a Two of Diamonds as its moon card. And I feel like because I pay attention to the moon is one of the reasons why this energy came to me. Okay, so the nobody for today for me, his name is Carl Smith. He was born March the 21st, which makes him a Two of Diamonds. And his end date was October the 19th, 2017. He was born in 1950. Sorry about that. So it's 3/21/1950, which makes him a Two of Diamonds. And his expiration date was 10/19/2017, which makes that day a Three of Clubs. A Three of Clubs, Libra Scorpio. But he was a Aries. I do believe he might have went between the Pisces and the Aries. Okay? I don't know what he called himself. But his name, he wanted me to talk about him today and to learn from him. His name was Carlos Carl Smith. He was a loving husband, father, brother, son, colleague, and friend. He was born March the 21st, 1950 in Detroit, Michigan, to George and Dianica Smith. Carl had five siblings. His brother was Howard Nathan Smith. And he had four sisters: Patricia Alexander, Gwendolyn Robinson, Dianica Hickman, and Lena Sledd. He is survived by his wife, Desiree Denzel. No, that's not how you put that. Desiree Smith. And his daughter, Tori Smith. And his son, Matthew Smith. As a child, Carl was willing and eager to learn. This is the reason why he's teaching me. He would constantly read his older siblings' book and was top of his class. Carl graduated from Our Lady of Sorrow East Catholic High School with honors. Soon after he graduated with a bachelor's degree in economics, pursuing a passion in the law, he attended 3 years of law school at the University of Detroit Mercy. Soon after he completed graduate school cum laude at the University, and I probably said that wrong, at the University of Detroit Mercy, and earned a master's degree in economics. Carl met Desiree in 1988, the year that I got out the service, at a roller skating disco hair show, and shortly after they were married on July 29th, 1989. I was pregnant at that time, my firstborn. So let me look at that day. July 29th is a Queen of Hearts. My transformation. Thank you, Carl. Oh, my goodness. Okay, another union. It's a transformation. So his daughter, Tori, was born in June 1990. And 18 months later, their son, Matthew, born in November. So we know that June is a king of clubs, and November is a Jack of Diamonds. The Jack of Diamonds is my Saturn card. So this is about structure and order. This is about responsibilities and restrictions. But I also know it's the number 11. It's another Jack. So I'm a Jack of Clubs. I got the Jack of Diamonds. It's a Jack of Spades day, and it's a Jack of Spades month. So I'm looking at all these number 11s. I'm looking at these ones, but I'm looking at it as a two. These are partnerships, and this is moon energy, okay? So thank you, Carl, again. So then, it said Carl was extremely business-orientated and possessed an entrepreneurial mindset, and was great at making and building personal connection. Still is great at that. Because I am speaking with the nobody I don't know from nobody. I don't know him from anybody. This is filling me up. He was also very driven and hardworking. After obtaining his master's, he was a vice president in 1980 at the National Bank of Detroit. In 1986, he was the vice president of Industrial Laundry, Inc. In 1994, he was the president of both Ultra Group and Aerosmith Textiles, and worked as a freelance small business consultant most of his life. In his later years, Carl was acting property manager at Lafayette Lofts in downtown Detroit, where he took pride in his work and connected on a personal level with the residents. I don't know why something about Lafayette Lofts made me think about Aretha Franklin. I wonder if she ever lived there or she had a loft there. I don't know. But I felt her energy right then. And that's because she is a Jack of Clubs, too. Ooh, I got dizzy. Okay. He was a passionate advocate for the city of Detroit, sitting on countless councils, including his life membership with the Detroit Economic Club, a former commissioner of the City of Detroit Planning Commissions, a former president of the Evening Optimist Club of Detroit, former chairman of the University of Detroit Mercy College of Business Administration, former board member of Michigan Minority Suppliers Development Council, along with numerous others. His business and his overall life achievements are unprecedented. Okay, it says, I had to take a break and drink some water. It says, along with numerous other, his business and overall life achievement are unprecedented. He was also hopeful and full of ideas. He even created and marketed a board game called
Oligopoly.
I didn't know how to say it. But these computers are so great. A spinoff of Monopoly. He also has won numerous awards and recognition for his civic contributions, including the City of Detroit, Spirit of Detroit, Distinguished Service Award, and the University of Detroit Mercy College of Business Administration Appreciation. Okay, I lost my place. Okay. So, I'm going to read that again. He also has won numerous awards and recognitions for his civic contribution, including the City of Detroit, Spirit of Detroit, Distinguished Service Award, and the University of Detroit Mercy College of Business Administration Appreciation and Leadership Award. Alongside his work achievements, his selflessness and compassion were evident through his encouragement in the community groups around the city. He was quick to help those in need, participating in the yearly run to feed the city's homeless on Christmas Day. He always took time to stop and offer whatever money he had, and most importantly, a kind word of encouragement to any and all he came across who needed them. Thank you, Carl. Mr. Smith. He was characterized by many as a very charismatic man. He had an energy and personality that drew people to him, and he could make friends out of any and everyone. He was an amazing conversationalist and even better listener. One of his favorite hangout spots was Midtown Starbucks in Detroit. You could usually find Carl in both the early morning and the afternoon drinking his green tea latte with 5 scoops of matcha. He was always offering someone a coffee. He was always offering to buy someone a coffee and could be seen sitting at the table having a
impromptu
meeting. I had to get that one right because I couldn't say an impromptu meeting with a new acquaintance. Health and fitness were a common theme for Carl in his later years. Last year alone, so that would be 2016. Last year alone, he biked 100,000 miles around the city and just recently ran the Detroit Free Press Marathon. Inspiration was never in short supply when Carl was around. So many people in the city can attribute their newfound love for running or cycling based on his example. Two of his favorite running companions was his daughter his daughter's boxers, Zeppelin and Cobain, who look forward to their evening runs alongside of the Riverwalk. One of his favorite daily rituals was making vegetable smoothies. He was, okay, Carl, he teaching me something. He was always willing and ready to share his endless knowledge of healthy food options. Carl constantly joked that he was a vegetarian because he only ate
meet in the morning. A few of his other knowledgeable health facts. Avocado was a superfood, and the magic bullet is the best creation thus far. Another one of his favorite pastimes was golfing with his son Matthew. He had recently won the longest drive competition and was quite proud of his trophy. Politics, technology, and science were also interests he liked to follow. He loved listening to Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson. I could say that wrong. And always had a latest gadget. He was never caught without his Fitbit or his iPhone, and was known to use the occasional selfie stick. If you were lucky enough to have received a text from Carl, it was always ended with thanks and talk soon. Thank you, Carl. Thanks and talk soon. We're talking. Thank you. He was also the first person to explain the Bitmoji. He was the first person to explain what Bitmoji was and would gladly show you his. He loved spending time with family. He could often be found with his cousin Sonia. At his cousin Sonia and Troy's house, laughing with everyone and telling stories. He was a storyteller. Yes, his wife Desi, son Matt, and daughter Tori were everyday fixtures in his life. And he enjoyed spending time going to dinner, watching movies, telling jokes, going on bike rides. Whew, and just spending quality time. This is a very humbling experience because I'm sitting with a nobody. So I had to pour libations for a second, so excuse me. Carl encouraged not only his kids, but everyone to follow their dreams, work hard, and take care of business. And most importantly, not to stress about life. He will be sorely missed by many people, and touched numerous lives in such a positive way that his impact on this world is immeasurable. Funeral services will be held October the 24th at 10 a.m. at Troy Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2775 Crook Road in Detroit. So, you told me to look at October the 24th. October the 24th is a Jack of Hearts. Ooh, Carl. So, he gave me, sitting with this energy today, I have all the Jacks in the deck. This is an initiation. I have the Jack of Hearts. I'm the Jack of Clubs. When we added the day together, we got the Jack of Diamonds. And today is a Jack of Hearts. Today is the first day of February, and February is a Jack of Spades, and the first day of February is a Jack of Spades. So I'm honoring this. He said, in lieu of flowers and memorial tributes, the family donation may be sent to the Troy Seventh-day Adventist Church, lovingly written by the family. So he told me to say thanks. Talk to you soon. So I'm forging a relationship with this energy on this day, and I'm very thankful on this first day of February. I just want to say thank you. I'm thanking the family for writing such a beautiful, beautiful story about a nobody. This is his story, and I hope that it helped you, and I hope that you learned something about Carl Smith. If you're from Detroit or in the surrounding areas, seem like there is many stories out there to be told by him. But because the Jack of Clubs that I am, and then Aretha Franklin jumped forward, I just believed him and Aretha had met somewhere in life before. Thank you, nobody. Thanks to everybody that's come across this. Happy Jack of Spades day and month.
the entire month of February is always holds the Jack of Spades energy. And on the first day of February, that's also a Jack of Spades. This is coming from me, a Jack of Clubs. It might be my Saturn day. Let me look at that real quick. It is a Jack of Diamonds for me today. You can't make this up. No. That was yesterday when I first met him. So he was teaching me yesterday, but today is the Four of Hearts for me. And I think I said something about the Four of Hearts today. Yes, I did. I said today energy, when you add it all up, when you add your Jack all the day up, you get the Four of Hearts. Yep, it sure is. Because 2/1/2024 equals 11. And I got the Four of Hearts energy for today. But really, it's the Jack of Spades. Jack of Spades keeps saying, really, it's my day. But when I added everything up, I came up with that. So, happy B-Earth Day to my uncles. And happy day spending with nobody, Carl Smith. The Two of Diamonds, which is the Jack of Spades moon card. Thank you so much. Peace. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Okay, how I got the Four of Hearts was the Jack of Spades plus the Jack of Spades equals the Nine of Spades. And then I took the year, which is an Eight of Hearts with that Nine of Spades, and it come up to the Four of Hearts. The Four of Hearts is my Uranus card, and that is my today's energy. So I felt like they were teaching me the nobodies and everybody was teaching me today. So I'm giving an honor to all of those that have touched and taught me something. Be it good, bad, or indifferent, in the words of Ifeah Bayo. Being good, bad, or indifferent, I have learned something and I'm still here. Because one thing I learned today, growth. I learned growth today. And he gave me this message. He said, growth the only thing that stays the same is change. It's always changing. Thanks. Talk to you soon.